gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this Thursday edition, July 17th, 2025, of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. What is ticking you off today? Is it this cloudy, overcast, cooler weather, only in the 60s up here in northern Michigan? Is our state government, is what's going on in Washington, D.C., this battle back and forth, basically Donald Trump saying, you know what, if you've been a past supporter of mine and voted for me to be your president, you need to move on from the Jeffrey Epstein files. Not going to talk about it. Want this thing to go away. You're being manipulated by the Democrats. It's a Epstein hoax, just like the Russia hoax. It's time to move on. We got great things coming. Don't be manipulated by the Democrats. Well, I'm one of those people, Mr. President. I supported you. I talked about people voting for you on this show on November 5th, 2024. We, your supporters, got you elected president of the United States. It's that simple. You have got to respect the fact that we feel the justice system, the FBI, the Department of Justice, owes us the truth about Epstein. Now, in the past, you've denied even knowing the guy, but that's not true. There was a story back in early 2000 that you and Melania used to party with Epstein and this Maxwell lady. Well, either you knew him or you didn't. It doesn't really matter. It's over 25 years ago. Who cares? You said some things. You did some things. Whatever in your past. We've forgiven you. We voted for you to be our president. For you to lead us out of this economic hell we've been in for the last 4 years. To be strong in foreign policy. To be a leader around the world that everybody looks up to represent America. Really don't give two hoots what your sexual endeavors and activities were from 25 years ago. You're a different person today than you were back then. I'm a different person today than I was back then. Everybody is. But we want justice. Put out the files, put out the information, and let the left Democrats continue to attack you because of their Trump derangement syndrome. They're going to do it anyway. But don't blow us off and say, I don't need your support anymore. I'm term limited out. I'm never running for office again. So frankly, I don't care if you support me or not. Calling us stupid Republicans being played by Democrats. Highly offended by it, sir. Tell Pam Bondi to release the files. It's that simple. Short break. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, The Good Words Book by Rick Randall.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Couple of things that we need to get to. Housekeeping text messages in my response to Ticked Off Thursday. One text message came in. I'm ticked off that we had to cancel this year's Fun Shoot Pig Roast on Saturday due to low ticket sales. No. This was a God thing. Everybody's burnt out. I get it. none of the candidates wanted to even respond or confirm that they could make it or not make it. So what we've done is we've postponed it till next year. The third Saturday next year in July, July 18th, 2026. We got good friends that are dealing with health issues. Vicky's still dealing with some health issues. It's not an election year, so the candidates wouldn't even respond. But with next year's date, we will have governor candidates and we will have U.S. Senate candidates. We will hold the forum. They will answer our questions just a couple of weeks before the August 4th primary election next year. So save the date, July 18th, 2026. Same location, Central Lake, Michigan. Great, absolutely fantastic venue that we hold it at. We'll probably sell it out, 300, 350 people. It's going to be a great time. Mark your calendar. Miss P up in Petoskey. What's ticking me off this morning is Debbie Dingbat, Dingle, Congresswoman from Michigan, embracing the socialist communist O'Donnell running for New York mayor. I know. Did you see that? AOC held a luncheon, a meet and greet, and invited all the politicians in Washington to come have a free lunch and meet Modani. This guy not only is a communist, but he's a Muslim, and the takeover is underway. We have a candidate announced for John James' seat, or no, excuse me, not John James' seat. We're still looking for somebody for that. John James supposedly has a candidate lined up for President Trump to replace him in Congress. This was, I believe, the 7th congressional district. Supposedly, an American patriot, make America great again, patriot, Muslim, black man wanting to represent the Flint 7th Congressional District area, Amir Hassan, has announced he's running for Congress. He's also a Muslim. Well, patriot brother, love him dearly, great friend, him and his wife Barb, Dave Ajima, former conservative state representative, conservative Republican National Committee man, who helped write the RNC platform, I believe, back in 2012. What ticks me off this morning, I had numerous bills from 2007 to 2012 when he was in the state house to stop illegal immigration and Sharia law here in Michigan. Even until today, none have been passed. Pass them. Speaker Matt Hall, pass them in the House. If it can get passed in the Senate, when Whitmer vetoes them, it will demonstrate the Democrats' loving of illegals and radical Muslims. Our Lieutenant Governor, Garland Gilchrist, is a Muslim. I'm sure Whitmer did that to get votes from Dearborn and Hamtramck. That's why she put him on the ticket. Well, look at the UK, Great Britain, Germany, France, etc. All of them are losing their countries to Islam. They're running for office. They are getting elected. If you read or watch the YouTube video, look up on YouTube, Amir, I believe he spells it A-M-I-R, Hassan, H-A-S-S-A-N. announced Republican candidate for the 7th Congressional District, running as a MAGA, America First Patriot Republican. This is not Islamophobia. This is not something that we are simply being racist against Muslims. All you have to do is a little bit of research, read the Quran, find out information about what the plan is. And Modani is a great salesman. Miss P nailed it. Debbie Dingback Dingle coming out, talking to the press, being very impressed with this young man. He's got a great message, and I think it's something that the Democrat Party needs to embrace. Please, Lord Jesus, have the Democrats embrace his platform. Heading into next year's election of 2026, have them run on it. Have their U.S. Senate candidates here in Michigan embrace his platform. Please, Lord God, do it. This will be the biggest single gift to Republican candidates other than Joe Biden stepping down and Kamala Harris taking his place last year. Americans need to understand what's going on in the country, in the state of Michigan, in these races, and understand exactly what their motivations are. Because one of the things that you have to understand is the history, the background of the Muslim faith, as well as what their mission is. And if you take a religion away from Modani, just the fact that he is flat out a communist socialist, him and Bernie Sanders yucking it up with a big throw their head back belly laugh photograph. The only caption I could put to that picture when I saw it on Special Report last night, laughing their butts off, that the people of New York City were so stupid to elect as their nominee for Democrat Party a communist socialist. Him and Bernie Sanders yucking it up with their heads tossed back in the air, with their mouths wide open, laughing so hard that they pulled this off. Well, if the people of the city of New York are that stupid, and he's going to implement the things that he's talking about doing, they deserve it. Maybe, just maybe, the people of the state of New York and around the country will be able to see now this agenda being executed, carried out. Because that's what they're basically wanting to do. $30 an hour minimum wage in the city of New York. Taking over privately owned grocery stores and giving away free food. Eliminating tolls on buses. Free public transportation. Oh yeah, this is going to get very, very, very interesting. Christine Gray, let's send our promises made, promises kept t-shirts to Trump. He needs to be reminded. You know what? I don't think he cares at this point. And if we analyze it, if we look at it, I understand totally what he's saying. I don't need your support anymore. I don't need your support. I don't need your votes. I'm never running again. I'm the president serving my last term. And if you want to be with me, great. If you don't, I don't need you. But you know who does need us? Your Republicans running for office, sir, next year. Republican congressmen, Republican U.S. Senate candidates. Especially if you're going to come out and play the endorsement game like you did last year. You're going to come out and endorse Mike Rogers, like Congressman Jack Bergman has already done, Congressman Tim Walberg has already done, endorsing Mike Rogers for U.S. Senate, as Bill Huizenga is raising money, actually more money than Rogers did in the last quarter report, came out yesterday. We talked about it on the show. Bill Huizenga is going to challenge Mike Rogers in the Republican primary for U.S. Senate. Donald Trump will be stuck in a position to either stay out of the endorsement game in that race, or if he goes back and re-endorses Rogers, it's going to be a problem because Bill Huizenga has been voting for Trump's bills. He's been there voting when Rogers has been living in Florida for the last 11 years. Going to be interesting because if Trump endorses Huizenga, Rogers is done. It's over. So we'll see how this goes. We'll see if he endorses anybody at all in Michigan. Personally, I'd like the president to stay out of our Michigan politics. Don't endorse anybody for the U.S. Senate, and surely do not endorse anybody for governor. We got this. You're saying you don't need us anymore? Well, kind of tit for tat, Mr. President. Love what you're doing as president, but we don't need you in our Michigan politics. You want to endorse in other races around the country? That's fine. Stay out of Michigan. We don't want you. We don't need you endorsing anybody. And frankly, right now, until these Epstein files things escapade gets taken care of, I think one of your endorsements right now in Michigan could actually hurt the candidate. You endorse Mike Rogers? Well, guess what? We'll probably be voting for Bill Huizenga. We don't like the guy. We don't like his voting record. I don't like anything about him. Dave Ageman has informed me over the years about Huizenga. The Huizenga machine, the Huizenga mafia, not interested in it. But I surely like him better than Mike Rogers. So we'll see how that plays out. What's ticking you off this Thursday? Text me 231-360-5140. We'll get into it after the break. Bottom of the hour news of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leader.